Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well. What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, Matt, nice to meet you. Welcome to Genesis Baptist. Do you go to church anywhere?
Yes, I go to the Pentecostal Holiness Center down the street.
Right on. Well, I'm glad you're here. Let me ask an important question that I ask everybody that stops in here, and that's that if you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you'd go to heaven?
I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm a good person.
Well, here's the thing. I think that it's good to be a good person, and the Bible tells us that we should be good people. But the Bible also says that there's one thing that we must do to be saved. And if you've got just a few minutes, I can show you what the Bible says on how to go to heaven.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there's a few things that you have to understand in order to be able to receive salvation. The Bible says here in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And so all of us are sinners. All of us have done wrong in our lives. And the Bible says over here in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." So the entire reason that we die is because we've committed sin. I mean, have you ever told a lie before?
Yeah, I mean, hasn't everyone?
Right. I mean, I've lied before. Everybody's lied before. And if you say that you haven't lied, you're lying to yourself, right? So here's the thing. The Bible says here in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters," and notice this, it says, "and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So here's the thing. Like I said, we have all committed sin. We have all lied. And the Bible says, "All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so because we're sinners, that's what we deserve, is eternal punishment. Now, do you think God wants anybody to go to hell?
Of course not.
Right. I mean, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, as you know, to this earth. The Bible says that he was God manifest in the flesh. The Bible says that he was basically God with skin on. And Jesus went around doing many miracles. He raised people from the dead. He healed the sick. And Jesus would always tell the truth. And that's the reason why they actually nailed him to the cross, is because Jesus spoke the truth so powerfully and so completely that they just hated him so much for it. Have you ever noticed in the world today, if you tell the truth to anybody, sometimes they get really offended?
All the time.
All the time. So when they nailed Jesus to the cross, it wasn't because Jesus was some hate monger. It's because he told the truth. And sometimes the truth is considered hate to those who hate the truth. And that's why they crucified our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus died, they took his body down. And then what happened 3 days later?
He rose again.
Right. He rose again from the dead. And the Bible says that when he was on the cross, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. So every sin I've ever done, every sin you've ever done, it was as if Jesus had done it. You know, he's being punished in our place for our sins. And so, like I said, he's a substitute lamb. He was the one who came and took our sins upon his own shoulders on that cross and bare them in his own body, as the Bible says. So in order to be saved, the only thing that you have to do is simply receive the gift of eternal life. And the Bible says, "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" So this guy is asking, what do I need to do to go to heaven? And they responded with, they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
But don't you have to turn over a new leaf for works?
Well, here's the thing. The Bible says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." The Bible says, right here, it says, "For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works." Look, it's a gift. If I said, "Jeremiah, I want you to have this Bible as a free gift, but you've got to clean my house," all of a sudden it's no longer a free gift, right?
You're right.
Because you worked for it. What if I said, "I'm willing to give you this Bible, free gift from me to you, however, you got to come back to church here every Sunday morning." Is that a free gift?
No, it wouldn't be.
Right, it wouldn't be. It would be a work at that point. You'd be earning this. The Bible says that salvation is by faith and faith alone, trusting Christ and what he did on the cross. Should we turn over a new leaf? Absolutely. I think that we should do good works. But the Bible says that in order to be saved, you simply have to trust Christ. That is it. That is the simplicity of salvation. And if you're trusting your works, half of what Jesus did on the cross, or even 99% Christ and 1% you, you're being a co-savior with Christ. And that's pride. It's pride to say that our goodness has something to do with getting us to heaven, when the Bible tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags. The Bible says there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There are many people in the Bible that committed terrible sins, yet they went to heaven. How? Because they were so good? No, it's because they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Their sins were forgiven.
So wait a minute. You're saying that I could be this horrible, evil person and I could commit suicide and still be saved and go to heaven?
Well, here's the thing. On the Pentecostal Church's website, they state that if you die in suicide or die in sin, that you're going to lose your salvation. But here's the thing. Saul in the Bible committed suicide. The Bible says the Holy Spirit departed from him. God became his enemy. The kingdom was delivered to David. Yet the Bible tells us that King Saul is in heaven right now. The Bible also says that Samson, who also committed suicide, is in heaven right now. It's not because he was a good person. It's because the blood of Christ covers all sin when somebody receives the gift of salvation. Once you're saved, if you do commit sin, let's say you are a horrible person, God is going to punish you on this earth. It's not a license to get away with sin. Once you're saved, you cannot get away with sin because God is going to constantly be punishing you. He's going to constantly be chastening you, but he will never cast you out. Because whosoever liveth and believeth in Christ shall never die. And so that's one of the things that you have to believe in order to be saved, is that salvation is an eternal gift of God. Look at what Jesus said here in John 5:24. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath," what? "Everlasting life." Now, what is everlasting life? Life that goes forever, right?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If you have everlasting life right now, and then you lose that gift of eternal life, was it ever eternal to begin with?
I'd have to say no.
Right, because you lost it. Eternal life, never-ending life, everlasting life, by definition, goes forever. So if Jesus said the moment that you trust him as your Savior, you receive the gift of God, you have eternal life, no matter what, you cannot lose that because it is, by definition, eternal. Jesus, when he died, he said, "It is finished." The Bible says that if it be of grace, then it is no more work. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. And if it be of work, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Salvation is either by faith or works. And the only way to go to heaven is by eliminating all of your pride and all of your self-trust and relying only on what Jesus did on the cross. If you trust him, Jesus says right here, "Whoso cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." He also says, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." So you see how salvation is a one-time thing? You come to Jesus Christ, you eat of the bread of life, which he gives you, you receive that free gift. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, check this out, the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Not thou might be saved, thou shalt be saved. The Bible says a few verses later, "For whosoever," that's you and I, "shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Not might be saved, shall be saved. So in order to be saved, you need to reject what the Pentecostal church taught you and receive the free gift of eternal life. Some people will say that you've got to turn over a new leaf and do all these wonderful works, but they're trusting in themselves. They're not trusting in Jesus. God said in the Old Testament, "Look unto me, ye ends of the earth, and be ye saved, for I am God, and there is none else." All you have to do is look. Look and live, my brother, live. I mean, I think of the serpent in the wilderness. Moses lifted up the serpent. All the people had to do was look, and they lived. It was that simple. It's as simple as drinking a glass of water, or eating a piece of bread, or even opening a door and walking through it. Jesus himself said that "I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved." And the most famous verse in the entire Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it's everlasting life, and all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him as your Savior. And once you do that, you receive the gift of eternal life. You'll never die. So Jeremiah, do you believe everything that I just shared with you from the Bible today?
I do.
Well, amen. Well, if you'd like to, you could simply receive that gift right now simply by calling upon the name of the Lord and asking him to give you eternal life. Would you like to do that right now?
Yes.